Welcome to The Right Hook, a weekly segment which covers the machinations of the right wing, from the Republican Party to the Tea Party Patriots and beyond. I'm Chris Bennett. President Obama interrupted the last 10 minutes of Celebrity Apprentice Sunday night to announce that U.S. Special Forces had killed Osama bin Laden. Much has been made of the dogged determination of intel operatives tracking couriers and of the speed, skill, and precision of SEAL Team 6. As of this writing, there have been no retaliatory attacks from al-Qaeda, but there has been a popular uprising from the insurgents over on the right wing. Here's a hate sampler. Quote, "I'll bet even Michelle Obama is proud of her country right now," tweeted Jason Matera, editor of Human Events. Laura Ingraham also used the Twittersphere to say, quote, "BHO turning this into a campaign speech, he should have thanked GWB, not reminded us OBL escaped." Thanks to GWB are in order. After all, it was GWB who said, quote, "I repeat what I said, I truly am not that concerned about bin Laden." And Right Wing Watch reported that Tea Party Nation head Judson Phillips attacked Obama for not smearing bin Laden's body with pig fat. So, with the birthers and a few dead-enders hanging on to their fantastical age of unreason, let's see if Obama can pivot and start doing the things he was elected to do, like supporting collective bargaining rights in Wisconsin and getting America off of its war-for-oil-based economy. Meanwhile, a new Gallup poll shows that overall support for the Tea Party is waning. Since January of this year, the Tea Party's unfavorable rating has shot up to 47%, while the favorable number has dipped to 33%. And 20% of Americans have no opinion on the matter or have never heard of the Tea Party. While we may or may not be draining the swamp of ignorance, there will remain the hardened few to cause trouble. As tempting as it is to write off the Tea Party and its host, the Republican Party, and its spiritual leader, Rush Limbaugh, there is still plenty of fight left in the "don't tread on me and keep your government hands off my Medicare" crowd. And here's Exhibit A. The Republicans are trying to redefine rape such that victims of incest or statutory rape cannot receive abortions funded by Medicaid. By narrowing the definition of rape, Republicans want to ensure that only victims of, quote, forcible rape are eligible to receive federally funded abortions. Last February, Republicans were forced to withdraw this narrower definition from H.R. 3, but Nick Bauman of Mother Jones reports that Republicans have a stealth plan to redefine rape. Sure, Representative Trent Franks of Arizona has amended the legislation, which goes to the House floor for a vote today, but we have to read the fine print, or the committee report notes. The committee report is the outline of what legislators intend for a piece of legislation to do. In the event of a court battle, a judge often looks at the committee reports to glean what the intent of a bill is. In the case of an abortion bill, a court fight is all but guaranteed. So, Republicans cut the controversial language from the bill and pasted it right into the committee report. The committee report for H.R. 3 states the bill, quote, "will not allow the federal government to subsidize abortions in cases of statutory rape." So now, all the Republicans need is a friendly judge to review the committee report and determine that even though H.R. 3 makes no mention of narrowing the definition of rape, it really says it right here in the report. It's like a legislative IED. Clearly, this insurgency is not over. For Uprising, I'm Chris Bennett, and this is The Right Hook, reality-based news and views.